Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Throw now to Brad. Brad, welcome to the show. Glad to have you on board. And yeah, how's the week been? As Jared said, very quiet week in the cricket world.
Hey boys, thanks for having me. It's interesting you're talking about Jimmy Smith slowing things down. I just come up on the side here. He just said, "Had just make sure you're only in for one show. I'm back in a couple of weeks' time." So he's not nervous about it at all. Mate, cricket, yeah, it's been a really slow week, hasn't it? In cricket, we've made the front pages of every paper around the country. We've got Ashes teams that have been picked. We've got to find a captain and a vice-captain. We've had Tim Payne's interesting week. We've had the boards to-in and throw-in. So there's a lot of saying, he said, no, I said. Who's going to take the blame? But, yeah, it's been an interesting week in cricket, but we've been on the front pages, which is good.
Hey, Brad, isn't it interesting the Barmy Army all of a sudden have found their voice this week? I mean, they've had all sorts of problems over in England in the weeks leading up to this with, you know, all of the background issues. And we've hardly heard a squeak from them, but all of a sudden they've found their voice and they're singing and writing new songs.
Mate, I tell you, one of the great things about the Theatre of an Ashes campaign is actually the Barmy Army. I remember playing in a series and they had a song about Mitchell Johnson. And I couldn't get it out of my head when I was batting with him. He's looking me in the eye saying, "Hads, we're going to move this game forward. We're in a tough situation." And all I could think about is he swings it to the left, he swings it to the right. So, mate, they'll have some pretty good songs for the boys coming out this summer. And Tim Payne will be at top of their list now.
Yeah, well, on that, Brad, so put your selectors cap on. Do you think Tim starts the first test of the Gabba?
If Tim Payne's fit to go, I'm picking him in the first test. He's come off a pretty serious surgery on the disc in his neck. The only thing to me I'm worried about, has he played enough cricket? He's got a second 11 game. He's playing this week. But it's a different beast going into an Ashes campaign with no cricket. But the best judge of that is going to be Tim Payne. He's 37 years old. He knows how important an Ashes cricket is. We've got a couple of really good replacements behind him in Carey and Inglis fighting for his spot. So if he's fit, I'm still picking Tim Payne. But if he's not fit and he feels he hasn't got enough cricket, I think he'll make that decision without the selectors stepping in.
So, Brad, who do you think they end up going with as captain and vice-captain?
Well, straight to the point there. This is what I like. I think Paddy Cummins has been groomed for it for some time. I think everything about him, he's a class. He's a class act. He's a world-class performer. He performs in the big moments in Test cricket. But he's got a really good head on his shoulder. He understands the game. The only thing against him is he hasn't done much captaining, and he's a bowler. And that can be hard work. But I think they'll go with Paddy. And I actually think they'll bring Steve Smith back into a leadership role. I think he's served his time now. I think he'll come in as vice captain, which I think would be a really, really smart move. Because with your fast bowlers, you don't know if they're going to pull up sore or they're going to get injured through the series. So in such a big event, you need an experienced captain to step in at short notice. So I think Steve Smith will suit that. So I think they'll go Paddy as captain and Steve Smith as vice.
I think that's a really important point as well. Like I think it's one of those ones where, you know, obviously Steve had his issues there a few years ago and he served his time, he did his punishment and I think it's one of those ones now. He's got that experience head on his shoulders. You can't retrospectively pull things back and change the goalpost 4 or 5 years down the line. So I think that's a really good call. I think it really added a bit of stability to the team.
I agree with you, and I also think too, Hads, and you know, you're probably mixing with all the right cricket circles, but yeah, you know, anything that I see and read across social media, the public are very warm about wanting Steve Smith back in a strong leadership role, and I think as vice captain that would be absolutely perfect, and I agree with you. I think Cummins is the pick, and those two together, and then you know, playing behind the stumps. I mean, it adds a lot of leadership and quality to that team into the start of the Ashes series, doesn't it?
Yeah, the interesting thing with Steve coming back into a leadership role, I think he'll be a better leader now. What he went through with the South African situation, how he came back and performed last Ashes under pressure, he's a world-class batter. I think now Steve Smith will be a better leader. He was always a really good tactical captain, but there's two sides of leadership. Yes, on the field, but also been a leader of men off the field. And I think that's where he'll grow the most. And I think that'll be a really important decision when they're coming down to the vice captain. So I think he's grown a lot in that respect. Another thing, though, also is just Steve Smith. It's a good way to get him into vice captain because he might not want leadership. He might get back into it and think, you know what? I actually don't want this anymore. I'm just going to want to go back after South Africa, all the pressure's there. I just want to bat. I just want to watch the ball, hit the ball. And this is another good way to lead him into to see if he really wants that leadership role again.
Yeah, very good point. And I think the batting lineup's pretty well selected other than a couple of key points. Who's you putting at the top of the order, Brad? Are you going with Usman or are you going Marcus Harris?
Well, I think George Bailey's select has come out and said they want to give Harris an extended run. And I like what Harris has done over the last 12 months. He had some technical things he needed to work on in his game. He went over to England. He did well with the swinging ball over there and fixed some things up, which is a really good sign of his maturity and how much he wants to get better at the top of the order. I think they'll go with him to partner Warner. I think Khawaja will bat at five. I don't think you bring a 35-year-old into the squad if you're not going to play him. I think he'll offer a lot of stability there. He's been batting four for Queensland, and he's got a great record at home. So I think Khawaja slot in at five.
Nice to see him hitting some runs and hitting the ball so well too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. One thing about Usman, he's been a class player in Australian conditions. He plays these conditions really well. And he's at the age in his career now where he's just had a baby. He's pretty settled off the field. And he may have thought this chance would never come. So he could be a really dangerous beast coming this Ashes campaign. Clear head, going at number five. He's a mature head, and you need that around a couple of young kids in green behind him. So I think, as I said before, I don't think they would have brought him into the squad if they weren't going to play him.
Yeah, and that's a very good call. And the thing I've found sort of very interesting over the last couple of weeks is with all of this uncertainty around the Aussie side, the betting markets have actually just remained very, very solid. I know we've spoken plenty of times, Jared, about the Aussies being very short, and I sort of thought this might have been the catalyst to push the price out, but Australia's still $1.33 to win the series, England $5, the drawn series $8.50. The boys have just gone and stuck a stack of markets up in the last 24 hours, actually, for everything Ashes related. So it's really getting to that time. The first test is an interesting market as well. $1.74 the Aussies, $3.35 England, and $5 the draw. So there has been a bit of rain around here the last little bit, but obviously by that it seems like the weather's going to be okay. But what's your thoughts, Jared? I know you've always got an opinion on the market. What's your sort of thoughts on that? Do you think it's going to drift out further, or where do you think the market's going to settle?
As I've said over recent weeks, I mean, I just think Australia are way, way too short. I mean, when we first touched on this about 4 or 5 weeks ago, they were $1.24. Well, the last couple of weeks, they've been around that $1.33, $1.34 mark. And you're right. I mean, it's amazing. It was a week ago before all of this drama unfolded, they were $1.33. Hasn't moved. I mean, there's clearly a lot of local support around that. I mean, I think Australia are deserved favourites at home. But I certainly think that that price is way, way too short. And that first test is going to be such a scene setter for the rest of the series, isn't it? I mean, Brad, you know, you want to go into that. I mean, you'd like to win the toss on the first morning, you know, set the game up the way you want, get yourself in a strong position and then try and leverage off that into the rest of the series, especially an Ashes series. I'd love to see Australia batting on day one.
Yeah, the first test's huge. It's always the biggest event of the summer, the first test. You need a result in that first test. It changes the style of play you play for the rest of the series. You don't want to be playing behind the game for the rest of the series and making selections influence what the series result is. But I understand why Australia are favourite. I think the interesting thing is that India have played 10 test matches since Australia played their last. So we haven't played a lot of test cricket since we lost to India at the Gabba. England have been playing a lot. They've got an inexperienced batting order, which will be interesting. But the Ben Stokes factor to me is huge.
Yeah.
Not just his with the ball and the bat, but his presence in the change room. He's one of those players that make plays around him better. He loves beating Australia. He gets in the contest. And he's one of those guys that, like, follow me. This is what I'm going to do. And he brings players along. So that factor is going to play a huge part in the series with the confidence gives the rest of the group, because, you know, the captain of the opposition, Australia, are going to target.
And that's where that market move was. You know, Australia is somewhere around $1.24 before Stokes then was announced as coming. And I love some of his social media. You know, there's nice little videos of him packing his gear and then the bag sitting at the airport and just constantly sending the message and winding up the English and the Army Barmy behind him. And yeah, you're right. I mean, the man has so much presence about him, but he also has that key influence where, you know, within half an hour, he can just change a game with the bat or with the ball and then bring everybody else with him.
Yeah, you remember the test match at Leeds where he got that great 100 and got England over the line? Mate, everyone talks about how well he batted. What people forget a lot about, he bowled for one session. He bowled for 2 hours straight to get England back into that game. He was exhausted. He had to come out and bat that night. He survived. Then the next day, he moved the game forward. But you could just see when all the England guys' shoulders went down, Stokes went, no, we can win this game. Just someone come with me. Yes. I'm going to take control of this game. So he bowled the whole session straight. He could barely walk. He had blood coming out of his boot. But that's the sort of characters you want in an Ashes campaign. So he's a big factor for England.
I agree. Now, we're going to have to move off for cricket very shortly because we are. This is your edition, Brad. This is your Steve Smith moment, vice captain, to see if you can take Jimmy's spot on the NFL side of things. So we're going to have to move to that shortly. But what I want to do, we have a little charity segment here where we put some little charity bets on for passing on clothing. So I think channeling the great Pigeon McGrath, maybe we should all select a series betting option for the Ashes. What we think the series score is going to be, because the favourites. $6.31. Jared, have you got a opinion on that? Where do you feel the series is going to finish up?
I certainly think Australia to win. Trying to pick a score. I might come back to that one, but I'm certainly with Australia winning the series. I just I'm not going with any outright bet because I certainly think that that's way too short.
I've done well here. I've given everyone a whole 15 seconds notice on this question. So I might lead the charge. I'm going to say, I don't think there's going to be many drawn matches in this series. I think there's going to be I think the bowling attacks probably look the dominant side of the ball for both teams. So I'm going to go a very close series. I'm going to take Australia 3-2, $8. I'm going to stick $100 on that for passing on clothing. Brad, have you got an opinion there?
Yeah, I think Rain's going to play some part in one of the test matches. I'm going to say Australia 3-1.
3-1, $6, favourite option. So there we go. We're both on the Aussie side, very patriotic, which is good. And
why don't I go wide and go Australia 3-0?
3-0, and that's at $14. So we'll put $100 on each of those for passing on clothing. We can get a result. If Australia can get to three tests early, then we're locked in with all of those options. So that sounds like a good play. So we'll do that now. And yeah, can't wait for the series. Obviously, only a couple of weeks away and going to be very exciting for all cricket fans out there. There's been a lot of chat in the last couple of weeks. And whilst it probably hasn't been the most positive news, I think it's great to have cricket, back in the summer after that dominant T20 wins.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.